Sudan threatens to expel all aid groups. The threat of violence in India grows in proportion to the growth of the church. And strong partnerships drive a ministry forward in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir wants all foreign aid groups out of the country within a year. His statement comes days after the expulsion of 13 aid groups in response to a war crimes indictment. It's not a new tactic, says Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Sudan makes noises repeatedly and threats of one form or another. This is standard operating procedure for them. They'll kick somebody out and then they'll let them back in again. Over the years, they've done this repeatedly in one form or another. During the Civil War in the South, they quite frequently made it very difficult or banned foreign organizations from working in the country. So we're simply going to have to wait it out.
When asked if their ministry in Sudan would be threatened, Penner noted that
at this point, we're not making any contingency plans at all. We do work with another organization in southern Sudan. Southern Sudan is a little bit of a separate entity. It will be interesting to see how much the South will be impacted.
Penner says,
pray for the believers that are working there that they'll continue to operate as freely as they can for as long as they can, that we won't be overcome by fear.
Next, Haiti's been rocked with political instability, a desperate economy, and the number of abandoned and orphaned children continues to rise. Haiti Field Director for Kids Alive International, Tom Froese, says they operate Christian homes for these kids. Froese tells us about the desperation.
The situation is such that many parents will pay government officials to make forged death certificates so that they can bring the children to us.
Froese says the situation seems hopeless, but the church is providing hope.
I believe the Christian church is the only hope for this country. It's so morally bankrupt that there is a need for a strong Christian influence.
He says $5 plus a gallon fuel costs and tripling food prices makes ministry challenging. They need funding, teacher trainers, and more.
There's opportunities for teams to come down and help us with building, for medical teams to come down and do medical examinations on the children, and dental teams.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A total of 829 pastoral leaders attended two frontline shepherds conferences in India. Global Advance's David Shibley says the conference encouraged pastors to continue to be bold in their faith.
We're not suggesting that we be bombastic or culturally insensitive in the proclamation of the gospel. At the same time, we are not to close our mouths, and we are not to back up in the proclamation of the gospel. So yes, this does present a dilemma and a spiritual challenge for pastors in those places where there are anti-conversion laws.
Despite challenges, pastors were encouraged by the presence of so many other Christian leaders, 60% of whom were under the age of 30. The number of believers in India has risen to 10 or 11% of the population, rising from the 3% 20 years ago. Pray for boldness for believers as they continue to be persecuted. Meanwhile, in the year since the launch of E3 Resources HIV Hope Cube, there's been incredible outreach. The HIV AIDS Cube uses pictures to dispel stigma and shows how to prevent the spread of HIV. The team's developing a curriculum to teach people how to use the cube. They're also working on government proposals that will allow them to work in countries devastated by HIV AIDS. Pray each Hope Cube opens a door through which many are led to Christ. And the wife of Guatemala City's mayor has teamed up with Orphan Outreach to provide a biblically-based education to the city's poorest children. Orphan Outreach's partner schools work with preschool education, early intervention support, and evangelism, where they become the hands and feet of Christ. In these schools, the Bible serves as curriculum, with classes for teachers as well as students. Go to our website for more details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. These are challenging times for households around the world. HCJB Global is challenging you to join their Me and My Household movement. If you'd like to receive a free prayer emblem declaring your home a house of prayer, along with free music downloads and more to help you pray for your household, reach your community, and share the gospel with unreached households, call 1-800-995-4828 or sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.